I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, it's Malls. Reminder before the show to make sure that you are subscribed in Apple Podcasts. And if you're new, welcome to Please Advise Nation. Our show only works with your participation, so call 323-450-7408 with your dilemmas and life questions. Again, that's 323-450-7408 or email askpleaseadvise@gmail.com with your voice notes or emails. Thank you and enjoy. All right, guys, I'm back from Boston. We're doing a Please Advise mini episode. I have so much stuff to get into about my trip to Boston, like to see my family, most notably my sketch comedy group's 30th reunion. Hello, Shovelhead. We killing it, baby. We're still number one, baby. Top of the charts. Best comedy group alive. Best people. Like my oldest, like oldest friends. And it's like, I can't even, I don't know. Like, it was just so magical. Like, the most magical thing to be with them. And I want to talk about more of that with Christina, because, like, otherwise I'll probably just get lost telling you anecdotes that mean nothing. But I will tell you about my living situation. So my mom is in the process of, like, moving between homes, like, or her apartment and a new home. And so she's, like, was in that process while I was there. I don't know how the two of those things lined up at the same time, but they happened to. So my mom did a very lovely thing and went ahead and reserved an Airbnb for me, which I was like very, you know, I was shocked that she did that. And very like, honestly, like I felt that was so thoughtful of her to do that. And also just like, I didn't even know she knew how to use Airbnb. So I get to Boston and like I arrive and we walk into this place and it said something about like your room is on the right. And I said to my mom, like, Mom, my room? And she was like, yeah. I was like, Mom, I was like, did you rent me a room in like this man's house? And she was like, I don't know. He had said he's a super host. And I was like, Mom, I was like, it's okay. Cause like immediately I had to go into like panic mode, because like I didn't want to hurt her feelings and sound ungrateful, because it actually again, like, I so appreciate the gesture. Now, again, this is where we also sort of get into some new dynamics for me, because in my mind, I'm like, I guess part of me does think I'm stuck there. I also was like immediately like on Hotel Tonight about to do the adult responsible thing and get myself out of this man named Shane's house. But, you know, once I was there, it was like 9 p.m. That's awfully late to pick up and leave to a hotel. I was like, I'll do one night at Shane's. I arrived at 4 a.m. Boston time. It was like 9 p.m. now. I'm not going to put up a fight. That's not my hill to die on, right? I'm staying at Shane's one night. Especially, like, for me, if I go to a hotel and I have to check in at 9 p.m., like, what a waste. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's a very, like, childish attitude towards hotels, but because they really are just a bed. Like, that's all they're supposed to be. But, you know, I want to, like, apply my lotion and shit. You know, I want time to do that. So I'm staying at Shane's, and, you know, by the end of, like, the first night, I think this is, like, the funniest thing that I've ever done in my life. I'm so in love with the idea of being at Shane's. I've been tweeting about it. My friends from the group are all in on it. We all know about Shane. We're doing Shane hours, Shane time. I have learned an immense amount about Shane in just a small amount of time. You know, just being around his house, I really only exchanged, you know, maybe 10 sentences over the week. And people are like, Malz, how do you know all this stuff about Shane? And it's called, I have fucking eyes, dog. It's because, you know what? If you don't look around you and see the man manically putting colored pencils in order at a desk and know that that means something, if you don't look at the bigger picture, if you don't know the questions to ask, if you don't see a man crack 4 raw eggs into a bowl and then leave them there for 2 days, if you don't ask questions about that, I don't know how you're alive, man. Like, I lack a lot of basic critical thinking skills, but I can work my way around to Shane, if you know what I'm saying. So anyway, I had fun with that, staying with Shane. And we'll talk more about Shane in the future. He did leave me a really wonderful review. He wrote, my mom's name is Shaney. My mom's name is Shauna. He wrote, Shaney's daughter stayed with me for the weekend and she was lovely. Okay, if that's not true love, I don't know what is, beach. And by the way, everyone was trying to make me and Shane be a couple. Everyone was forcing that on me on Twitter. And I was like, you know what? Shane and I, we have an understanding. It's all respect between me and Shane. Bottom line. So I'm going to look into some letters that I had Christina send me very graciously leading up to this. I'm going to read them by myself, and we're just going to see how we do. Now, I want to remind you guys, I don't read these emails in advance. I literally am opening this email for the first time and about to go off the dome. I don't come in here with a diagnostic, not that that would be my legal right or ability. I'm just saying I don't have like a real method to this madness. So if this is one of your, you know, letters here, please, if I have like a gut moment, please just know that it's probably not personal. It's all about me, not about you. Okay. So, someone writes, hey there, I'm listening to your episode. You're cute and you don't even know it. And I'm feeling a real connection with the caller who was ghosted by the guy who she slept with and miscarried, the rock star guy who was up and coming. I can really relate to her and her feelings. And I wanted to reach out to be, quote, one of the people she can reach out to. As you guys said, I'm a full-time single mom of 2. My daughter's dad struggles with addiction and is in and out of her life. He is a story in and of himself, but I relate to this caller more when it comes to my son. I met his dad on an online dating site. He had 2 kids of his own and seemed to have his life together. After dating for about 2 months, I found out that I was pregnant. I told him, and at first he seemed supportive. After a day or so, he became very distant. He pressured me to get an abortion, and I told him I could not do it. After that, he ghosted me, changed his phone number, blocked me on all social and everything. It was crushing and terrifying. I wanted to be a psycho and totally destroy his life. In the end, I gave myself the time to grieve and be sad and mad and upset, and then I realized that the best revenge was to rise up and raise my children to be the most badass people ever on my own. It was such an empowering decision to not let that fucker bring me down. Thanks for what you do for all of us listeners. Emily from Virginia. Emily, thank you so much for sharing that. First of all, this is like been an amazing sort of call. This is like, I don't know if you guys remember the incident a couple years ago where like there was another, you know, famous baby situation. This has been a really great moment because this woman, the original woman who wrote in or called rather, she reached out to me and I've spoken with her a little bit and I know a couple people have reached out like this. And I just think it's really magical that you guys are showing up for each other like that and seeing each other in each other's stories. Like, that's mad rewarding, like, to know that y'all are, like, meeting up through this. And I think it's so, like, you know, that's exactly the attitude, girl. Like, that's the bravest attitude you can have. Like, rise up and raise your kids. Like, that is the best revenge. And it's also the best payoff, man. Like, because you get to have amazing kids that put stuff into the world. And it's not just about, like, your legacy in that. It's about, you know, what that will do for everyone else. And it's really, you know, dope. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for y'all. So if that original caller wants to get in touch, just hit us up and maybe Christina can connect you to on email or something. That'd be dope. That would be really dope. Okay, we got another one. It says, hey, y'all, I just want to say thank you so much. Y'all have got me through a ton, but recently I lost almost 100 pounds. I have never, ever been comfortable in a bathing suit, but I was looking forward to buying a cute one this summer with my new body, but they're kind of pricey. I got one from Molly's eBay, and I seriously felt so cute. I thought, even though it just arrived and I only tried it on quickly this morning before work, it made my entire day and boosted my confidence. It didn't just fit, it looked great, and I've never put on a bathing suit without tears before. As a single college student living on my own in a cute bathing suit was not just in the budget this year, so I have been wearing an old one of my cousins that hit as much as possible, but the one I bought from you was so affordable, and I can't thank you enough for helping me feel so pretty. And thank you both, Christina and Molly, for getting me through so much. I wish I could say all of what it is, but there's been so much big and little, and I'm appreciative for y'all. Best, Sarah, Houston, 2025, Gemini, Sun, Moon, Sag, Rising. Oh my God. Gemini, Sag, and Moon. Okay. Gemini, Sun, and Moon, Sag, Rising. Fuck. Wow. 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 Whoa. Whoa. That is so cool. What? That is awesome. That makes me so happy. Whoa. That is awesome, girl. First of all, congratulations to you on 100 pounds. And like, not just the number or anything else, but the huge fucking life change that that must have taken and the discipline. And had I known, I would have sent you that suit for free. I am so happy to hear this. I want to know what suit it was. I am so touched. This is like literally what the store is for. I should say that right now our eBay is on hiatus because I was traveling, and I think we're going to bring in someone else to run things just because that's what's going to make more sense for us in the long haul. But this is like, yeah, this is awesome. And I know whatever it was because I'm fully aware of every item. I was actually like posting most of them. That's a dog toy. So I love that. I really, oh my God, Sarah, I'm like red in the face. I'm blushing. And by the way, like, I'm definitely not. I know that I'm sure I sound like I'm high. Guys, I'm happy. I've been living in a hole for like 6 years, and I just saw everyone I know and love in one room for a week, as well as my family, a lot of whom I have not seen in quite a long time. Plus, I'm about to go finish up my root canal in about an hour. So I'm definitely not high, although I wish I was. But Sarah, that's fucking dope. I like, oh, I'm so happy for you. That was my favorite letter. Well, I mean, actually, that's hard because they're both, that's a really shallow choice, Molly. Like, they're both very, very good letters so far. And I hope the third one isn't a compliment of some kind, or like, hopefully it's like some real fucked up shit. Okay. It says, hi, Malls, Christina Wags, and guest, if applicable. Your mom. So I'm listening to your episode with Lewis Peitzman from March 5th, catching up. And I have a quick comment regarding learning trades and math being useful for education ends. After education ends. Gee, how about reading, Molly? How does that work? Both I and my husband are in trades, and I have to tell you that I use math, actual algebra, on a weekly basis. This is in the sewn goods industry. My husband, who is a fire suppression tech, uses math regularly as well. Plumbers, electricians, carpenters, and pipe fitters need an understanding of science, math, and geometry to perform their jobs. We all use calculators for arithmetic, but understanding basic formulas and how to apply that arithmetic is essential to all of these fields. I hated math as a kid, and if you told me that my chosen passion, apparel design, was full of it, it would have put me off on my career path. I only found a love for math after I started smoking pot and realized it's a beautiful way to describe the underlying truths of our universe, man. That, along with really good teacher, took me from a person struggling to follow class to an A student. This is to say that it's never too late to find the beauty of math, and finding it doesn't mean you have to become a mathematical genius. I hope that anyone out there currently struggling in math gets the support they need. One thing I love about math as a very artsy person is that while art is subjective, math is not. I never know if I've done a truly good painting because that's in the eye of the beholder. It's a relaxing experience, the contrast. Math is objective. Love you, Christina and Wags. Oh, and hearing Wags in the background. Thanks for listening. Okay. Wow, girl. I mean, yeah, I definitely don't want to discourage anyone from doing math. I want to be clear about that. I definitely don't want to just, like, you know, fuck. You know, some people, they got to, you know, people got to do math, you know, like, for sure. Even if you don't want to. A lot of things, you got to do math for a lot of things. And, I don't like it. I'm not going to start doing it myself. Well, maybe I'll go back to grad school, but probably not. And I don't really, yeah, I just don't want to do math for me. But I want to be very clear. That's a me thing. And I love hearing from someone that does enjoy that, because I would say that 90% of the people who are on this show are based in, like, some sort of artistic or free-flowing profession where maybe, like, the most intense math they do is, like, you know, an Excel sheet is doing it for them, or they have to tip someone something. Like, there's not, I don't really know a ton of people who are doing a ton of math. So, and I think that that's, you know, fucked. Like, we got to get some more math people in here. Maybe that should be my goal, to get a math person, someone who, like, really uses and loves science. But yeah, that's cool, man. And, like, the thing about your husband, that's like backdraft shit, right? What's up with that? Fire suppression tech. That sounds dangerous. That sounds really dangerous. Like, I bet that's like fire underwater and shit, right? Fire suppression. Like, so they're just like trying to stop the fires, or is he looking into like other ways to like put fires into things and then stop? I don't know. Again, I don't know. I'm not a math person. But that sounds like a cool job. You know, obviously, apparel design, very cool. Very, very cool. You know, if you send us a link to your stuff, we definitely post. You know, it makes me a little bummed, though, when you say, like, well, no, I understand. I was going to say it bums me out when you say, like, it's very difficult to know if a piece of art I did is truly good. But I think you do at a certain point know from reception. I understand what it's like to have never full satisfactory, like, you know, you can't really walk away. Like, there's never really a get off with art. I would definitely say that. You're never like, fuck, that's good ass writing, bitch. Like, oh, that's how you write a script. No, like, literally have never said that, never would say that. Have, like, walked away from, like, a couple things I've done and been like, you know what, girl? That was fun. That was fun. But for the most part, no, I totally get that. But with, like, a painting, I mean, I guess there's a price on writing, too. But, like, with a painting, I feel like you get so much heat if that's good. Even on like a local level. Like if you're the best painter and you're like average ass art class, you're still going to know that you're the best painter. Fuck. I didn't know that this whole episode would be here to fuck me up. And frankly, I'm glad that I didn't do this with my friends and family because like, I'm not explaining all this to people. I'm not going to get into, you know, for the last 10 years, I've been telling people that they don't need to know math. Like, that wouldn't play well. I don't need to tell people, you know, about this miscarriage situation. That's no one's business. Although I do think this, you know, the snippet at the end of Emily's letter is really, really inspiring as well. I don't feel like everyone needs the backstory on that at home who doesn't listen to the podcast. And, you know, I think I flexed enough on my Amazon returns business. I think that was something I flexed on pretty heavy and that people enjoyed, especially, you know, the flip-flops that I got. I've got baby Havaianas, you guys. Anyone needs Havaianas for kids? I got them. A lot of Mickey Mouse slides, too. But I do want to get a minivan. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about that, but I kind of want to get a little beater minivan. I still have to get my license. I haven't figured out the license renewal thing. And like my poor mini's like sitting in the driveway being like, you fucking pay for me, beach. And I'm like sitting here like, I think I want a minivan, but I do want a minivan for my hobbies. And like also just to like drive it around, like take it cross country, like put wags in it. You can put all sorts of like stuff in a minivan. And I would love that. I would love that. And it doesn't, you know, need to be fancy. I'd take anything, you know, just something that is safe, low mileage. I'd like low mileage. I don't really know how to fix a lot of stuff. I don't need the bells and whistles, though. I would like, you know, a little third row action, take it out, put a mattress down there, maybe some extra boxes of Amazon returns. If you guys have a minivan you want to sell me, that'd be interesting. Also, I kind of want to take a road trip with someone else's family across the country. I'm willing to go pretty much anywhere, but I just don't know how to see if people are safe. So if you guys have any tips on how to find a safe family that can deal with the fact that I'm very, very grouchy a lot of times. I can be very grouchy a lot of times. And by that, I mean not grouchy like, you know, everyone has to deal with it grouchy. Just like, you know, I can be very insular. I like to sleep, catch my Z's, do a little Z time, do a little space out, only child time. And I think that could be the greatest challenge for me as a person on that road trip. But I think the greater gift would be tracking everyone else's journeys. So I'd kind of like to do that. If anyone has any ideas on how to do that. Also looking at, you know, Wags turned 12 this year. Kind of looking at maybe getting another little puppy. Not going to go the Helen route this time. Don't need a big girl. Got to get a little guy. I would like a nice medium. A small, if you will. I like the mediums and smalls. I think that's good for me to handle. I want to get a puppy, a little pup, preferably one with some training, as I am a little bitch boy and absolutely cannot really, like, you know, yell too much at a dog. But I want to get Wags a dog before, you know, he transitions to the other side. I don't like calling it the rainbow bridge. I think that's like really like, don't attack me with your idea of heaven. Like, feel like that's very abrasive when people talk about the fucking rainbow bridge. And by the way, if and when my boy does leave us, he will not be on the rainbow bridge. He will be on a fucking laser express to out of space, man. Not outer space, out of space. Okay. No rainbow bridge in this house. It's for losers. I do want to get a little puppy for him. But also for me, so that nothing happens to me when he dies, except I'm just really, really, really sad. Really, really, really sad. As opposed to, you know, pack it up, 5150, sell the house, never going to be the same again. move me into a small apartment in the valley when I've earned the privilege. You know, that's what I think is going to happen with Wags. Is like, you know, if we don't have a buddy living in a studio in the valley adjacent to my caretaker. So, trying to avoid the caretaker moment. Guys, thinking about becoming a Twitch streamer. I want to do Twitch. Heard you can make a lot of cash that way. I also love to talk and be seen. So I'm thinking about starting a Twitch stream, maybe where I work on my returns, my Amazon returns. Maybe I can do some gaming. It's been a while since I've gamed. Do I have to get a PC for this? Can I Twitch on a laptop? How much is a PC? $1,000? A gaming computer? I could get into that. I think I have the personality for gaming. I don't have, like, the tits for gaming, but I don't think that's necessary. I think that that's actually, like, a really negative stereotype. I'm sorry I even said it, but let's face it. That's what I think most people think when they think girls streaming online. For me, I think it would be more of, like, an artistic experience. Maybe I could, like, you know, when I use my microscope, maybe I could figure out a way to get my microscope onto the screen. Maybe I could, you know, that's actually science. To our last person who wrote in, that's science, is when I look at my microscope. Maybe on my Twitch stream, I could do more scratch-offs on my Twitch stream. I have clay. I could do tie-dye on my Twitch stream. I mean, really, my Twitch stream could be anything I want. I think that would be fun. Lot of money in Twitch. Very weird. You know, and I don't expect you to watch. I would actually hope to find my own Twitch family. So, that would be pretty cool. Uniqlo. A lot of brand licensing at Uniqlo. Went there with my friend Ryan from college over the weekend. And I have an alarming amount of licensing. I wonder where the money comes from, you know? Anyone watching the act? Molly, what is wrong with you? Oh, I know what I want to do on my Twitch, though, for real. And I know it's mean, but I don't think it is. I think it's really fun. I don't mind this sort of stuff. I want to do prank calls. I did a prank call the other day. I sent it to Greg Lisi. He said it was very funny, but he felt bad for the girl on the phone. But I did not. Her name was Savannah, and she was great. She works at a Michael's in San Diego. And I called Michael's in San Diego, and I just was like, hey. I was like, I'm in a fucking bind, man. My whole family's coming in and we're doing like our big family Christmas card, all the different, you know, families on my mom's side. And everyone, the whole family's really into cosplay. And our family is doing, you know, my husband, my kids and I, we're doing Silence of the Lambs. And so the only thing that we had left was the little lotion for the basket for the baby. And we finally got the lotion in. It was back ordered like 6 weeks, came out of China, finally showed up because it had to be the right size lotion. And then now I have no idea what to do for the basket. And it has to be the right size. And also my toddler, she only has hands that, you know, you couldn't put a fistful of nickels in them. But she's got strong little hands. She's at the age where she's just breaking everything. So it needs to be, you know, about 3 inches in diameter. I guess maybe the handle size and grip is secondary to the shape of the basket. But the first concern is it big enough to hold the lotion basket or the lotion for the basket? She's like, fucking went on and on. So this woman, and this is for myself, you guys, like this is, I'm reenacting this for you because like, I don't have the heart to actually, Savannah had a great personality about the whole thing. So she puts me on hold And she comes back and I'm like, I'm in a mood now, right? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, and she's like, so I think I found like a couple baskets. And I'm like, all right, thank you so much. I'm like, my husband's really been slacking on this. I'm going to have to run right now. I'm going to send him in later. His name is Lauren. I had a whole thing. This is just for me. It was so sick. But Savannah, you know, Savannah was laughing. She liked it. Savannah loved it. And I could see her in my head. And you could hear a smile through the phone. So if anything, Savannah, you know, nice moment. If you guys know Savannah at Michael's in San Diego, that was me. And thank you for, you know, your time looking for my lotion basket. I've spent time on the floor at jobs before, and I will tell you, it is these errands that really mix up the day. It's like having to go look at something for a customer, gets you out of the routine. You know what I mean? So some may think that I fucked Savannah over, but I think I did her a big favor. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap it up here in a little bit. I just want to say that I'm sorry I didn't bring you something more from Boston. I'm excited to tell you more tales from that time. Let me know what you think about my Twitch stream. What do you think about the Amazon return store? Reach out to Christina if you want to talk to the caller who was ghosted by the guy in the You're Cute and You Don't Even Know It episode. You're great. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for this episode full of kind words. Make sure that you guys reach out to us, 323-450-7408, or email us at askpleaseadvise@gmail.com. That's askplzadvise@gmail.com with like voice notes. Those are really crisp and clean. Or you can send your letters with your dilemmas, problems, questions, just whatevs. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Bye.